Right, recording. Okay, podcast weekly, my personal announcements, and I do this on the fly. You know, I keep saying this week after week. I keep saying this. If you want to be good at anything, you've got to be regular. And I'm not just talking about what the doctors always say, although that's also true. You know, this week I had a grand experiment in, you know what, I should talk about that. I'm going to talk about that. No, I had something culturally happen in Asia, and I think I'm going to talk about that in Asia, in the Taiwan special. I'm gonna mention it in the Taiwan special. Something very, very, well, no, I had some people do that Chinese culture shame thing on me, and it didn't go how they expected it to. It didn't go how anybody expected it to. It didn't go how I expected. I didn't really have, well, I don't live with expectations. Who expects things anyway? All right. I'll talk a minute about life coaching. As I understand, life coaching is a $2 billion industry, and I have no desire to participate except, okay, there's the but. No, I don't really want to individually coach people, although I think there are people that need it. It would be me taking away from my life in order to help people. But I am in the process of writing a life coaching curriculum. So it would be a book or a series of teaching videos that other life coaches could use. There's lots of great life coaches out there. The problem is I really think there's a sector of life coaching, a niche for super rich and successful people who need someone that's not going to be controlled by money. When you have money, everybody listens to you. And typically when you've got money, you know, the life coach isn't going to just tell you where the bear crapped in the buckwheat. He's going to be worried about keeping his job. And most people, a life coach is going to know more than them. But once you get into fame, you actually know more than the life coach. Well, you need a life coach who still knows more than you and will use the money and, well, can use the money, we'll say, and isn't going to care if you stop giving the money. And that's not normal. So it's like, you know, there's a lot of Hollywood actors the kid, Boy Meets World, the Transformers star for the first three movies. Where was he in the fourth one? You know, like he kind of self-destructed. He needs someone helping him out. What about the actors that played Anakin Skywalker? They had all this fame. So I'm seriously contemplating offering life coaching niches for those guys if they want it. But my main thing is I want to do a curriculum because there's a lot of stuff in life coaching that's boilerplate. Boilerplate. It's the automatic. It looks like a boilerplate, but it's that automatic pre-written BS article newspapers used to use long ago so they could keep the presses running. So look up boilerplate. So I'm almost finished getting certified as a life coach. I'm going to be getting a second certification from a completely separate company soon. And right now I've been studying product management, which I really think product management and profitability and using the lean business model is important for life coaching. And a lot of life coaches, a lot of life coaching is about really, really basic self-help, PMA, positive mental attitude, basics for beginners. That's what a lot of the stuff is that I see out there. And I just want a little bit more of a serious crash course for it. Okay, so in that process, I'm also working on a serious English curriculum that I'm thinking about lining up as a proper curriculum for, we'll say, formal education or institutional education. You know, here I am. I'm not a fan of institutional education. I believe in homeschooling, but I'm looking at possibly starting a school, like a formal institutional accredited school. I guess what makes me the right person for the job is that I don't believe that that school is necessary. As a friend once said, Sunday morning is great until it becomes a need. We need Jesus. We need friends. I'm Christian. I believe this anyway. We need Christian friends. But Sunday morning as a vehicle to that? Ugh. So this week, as part of moving along to getting to the point where I'm going to do my English curriculum, my life coaching curriculum, I'm first wrapping up stuff in my own house. This is important. You've got to have your own house cleaned up first. And I've been working really hard on my own computer software. I just really feel it's a matter of diligence to do a good job writing my own computer software before I try to tell other people how to live their lives. And I've already got some English curriculum written over at PinkWrite, mostly with phonics and reading, and I want to expand that into grammar. But I just, I feel that before I can teach people about English, I need to be accomplished in something where English is applied, being used, like in another field. I mean, English is not just a study in and of itself. English is a vehicle to other things, whether, you know, Shakespeare was arguably entertainment. Entertainment can be beneficial because it inspires people, I suppose. If it's good anyway, I suppose bad literature could demotivate people. But English is used for purposes. And so I need to accomplish a purpose before I get too much into teaching English on that level. So I'm doing things in my life to try to build my own business and house first. Now, as I'm watching what's happening, I was watching this guy. I don't want to say who it is because I don't want to advertise for him because I think the guy's got a lot of problems. He's one of these MGTOW guys, and he's arguing for polygamy. And he says that the Christian and other religions, there are multiple, he lists many religions and he lists Christianity among them. He says that these religious views of marriage have problems. And he also argued, he said something about how the United States won the Vietnam War. The United States didn't win the Vietnam War. The United States didn't lose either. Arguably, we kind of lost, but we didn't surrender. I don't know if you know this or not, but if you can see on the video, the Twitch stream, or if this is, if you can able to access this on YouTube, you've got this, the way we salute with the back of our hand out, that means that we've never surrendered. The United States is the only country that salutes that way. Every other country supposedly salutes with their palm outward. And we, our soldiers salute this way, because we have never surrendered. So anyhow, that's an interesting factoid. But the United States certainly didn't win Vietnam. We leaned more towards losing. We withdrew and then normalized relations with Vietnam. But the communists that we were fighting against won their revolution. So in Vietnam's opinion, they won in the war against the United States. And by their definite, by their standards, they basically did. So I don't know where this guy's coming from. He talks about Christianity, but doesn't seem to demonstrate accurate knowledge of it. He talks about winning the Vietnam War from America's standpoint. I mean, there's a lot that this guy doesn't know, and now he's arguing. Arguing for polygamy, and he's got some points about the problem that marriage has today, and that's about where it stops. I might stop listening to this guy altogether, and I'm saying, yeah, you shouldn't listen to that idiot. I'm curious, though, scientifically where society is going so I can give you that information, but I might unsubscribe from him anyway. But the thing is this, where he's coming from, the stories that he cites, all are horror stories where women have been incredibly disrespectful toward men. And I'm seeing a movement come in the United States where you've got, I mean, there's a Milo. You know, Milo's out there and nobody can get him to shut up. So, I mean, there has been a lot of disrespect from women to men, especially in the Sunday morning culture. Men are just so stupid. They're just, you know, they just are so inept. And, you know, the pastor gets up and jokes about how his wife knows all of his problems. And there's not, I mean, you don't need to insult other people to respect yourself, but it's like, it's become the norm in the monogamous culture for men to disrespect themselves. So marriage can be great. Monogamy can be great. Single marriage can be great. But, like, there's a backlash in the system we have. Men have been disrespected for far too long, and they're now advocating for things like polygamy. And that is going to have to play itself out. I'm out of time. Talk to you same format next week.